Moose remembered. This was when we were renting a house on the west side of town next to the Clean Spot laundromat, and the red brick house owned by the mechanic with a ratty goatee and AC/DC t-shirt who used to raise hell on Saturday mornings and sent his wife and small blonde son running out the front door like refugees to find a cop cruiser already parked at the curb. This was when I was compensating full-time for the little I could give you and our baby girl, so early one Saturday morning while you slept, I trapped her in a blanket and carried her out on the driveway to watch a yearling moose that had wandered into town from the Teton Basin. Its hide was the tacky brown of an old leather sofa. With a connoisseur's fastidiousness, it nibbled leaves from the lilac hedge barricades around La Jolla Apartments. This was when the usual cop car arrived, and after a pause started shooing the young moose down the road with searchlight and siren. I carried our girl in her white blanket cocoon around the corner of the house next door for a better look, and ice drenched my guts when we ran into the moose coming back the other way across the mechanic's dandelion-crazed lawn. I lurched for the sanctuary of the garage, thinking of how I'd killed our child with good intentions, when a blast from the cop's siren spooked the moose into the street so that it skidded on the pebbly asphalt and slammed to the ground with a sickening thud. This was everything you missed. Except for the way the moose loped off like a big, awkward kid, down the alley under the pink and aquamarine pulse of the Holiday Theater's neon arrow, pursued by the cruiser, and the way I stood in the driveway with our baby girl and watched the mechanic and his wife and son come out and stand and watch, and how we looked at each other but didn't say anything about how, even though we'd just witnessed a monumental ruckus, things were quieter than they'd been in our neighborhood on a Saturday morning for a long time.